Good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry. And Fry, there's no better political theater than a Supreme Court nomination confirmation hearing, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. A lot of folks get so – I think of Bork, who didn't make it
sure.
in. He was one angry man afterwards.
And there have been a lot since then, and we're going to see another one beginning this morning. Sonia Sotomayor, the first nominee of the Obama administration, will face her confirmation hearing in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee starting this morning. There will be lots of discussions about issues that are probably familiar to you if you've been watching the news since the nomination, questions of ethnic politics, gender identity, those sorts of doctrines in the law, affirmative action based on the Ricci decision, which is something that will undoubtedly be discussed at the hearings. But we wanted to invite someone onto the program who will give us a sense of maybe some of the other issues that are down on the list but still significant. Nicholas Quinn Rosenkranz is a law professor at Georgetown University and will be a minority witness at the Senate confirmation hearings. He's expected to testify on Thursday. Nicholas Quinn Rosenkranz, good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm glad to be with you.
Now, the issue that you're going to talk about in your testimony is similar to what Senator Jeff Sessions said on the Senate floor on the 26th of June, suggesting that Sonia Sotomayor actually looks to foreign law as a guide for decisions in the United States. Listen.
In truth, many of the critics of this idea have hit the nail on the head, I think. They say that all it does is allow a judge to look around the world to find somebody that agrees with them and use that as authority to do what they wanted to do all along.
That's Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions. Nicholas Quinn Rosenkranz, do you think that is a feature of Judge Sotomayor's decision-making, and how does it apply here in these hearings?
Well, Judge Sotomayor gave a speech only a couple of months ago in which she discussed the use of foreign law when interpreting the United States Constitution, and she seemed somewhat supportive of the idea. Two extremely controversial cases the last 10 years adopted this practice. So a case called Roper v. Simmons, a case called Lawrence v. Texas, both cited to foreign law, foreign decisions, in interpreting what the meaning of our United States Constitution is. And this was very controversial. A number of the justices disagreed and dissented on this particular point, and a number of academics have argued against this practice. And she says some nice things about this practice. So she seems to line up with the justices that approve of this, or at least approved of it in these two cases.
And you're opposed to this particular doctrine. And remind me the difference between using foreign law as a guide and treaty law, which by constitutional authority is the law of the land if the treaty is approved by the Senate.
Quite right. There are times when foreign law appropriately belongs in a United States court, particularly when a treaty is being interpreted. You might want to know how a foreign court had interpreted the same treaty. If we're bound by the same treaty that Great Britain is bound by, you might be interested in how Great Britain interpreted that treaty. But this is not what we're talking about. We're talking about interpreting our Constitution, ratified in 1789, per foreign decisions about other bodies of law. And that's the controversial thing that the court has recently done that Sotomayor seems to have endorsed.
This is Farai Nicholas, and again, Nicholas Quinn Rosenkranz, law professor at Georgetown University. One thing that comes to mind when you discuss this issue is, of course, the ongoing controversy over waterboarding and Guantanamo. Is that something that you personally think would be harmed by foreign interpretations of what is torture? I mean, give me a little bit of a sense of where you're coming from, I guess is what I'm saying.
Well, again, this issue really is quite distinct from that. So what we're talking about is interpreting the words of the U.S. Constitution. Torture is not in the U.S. Constitution, and when we're trying to figure out what the meaning of the word torture is, we're looking at a United States statute, which actually defines the term. So again, that's quite a different issue. What we're interested in here is interpreting the United States Constitution using foreign law.
Don't Supreme Court decisions often refer to various kinds of authorities in coming to their arguments, maybe sociological data in the case of Brown versus Board of Education, maybe legal precedent in many, many cases? And couldn't foreign law or foreign interpretation of law be one guide as opposed to actually being something that's an authority here?
Well, I guess it's hard to see when or how it could ever be a relevant or useful guide. People ask, well, why is it all right for the justices to look at law review articles, for example? And the reason that's all right is a law review article may well be attempting to interpret the very same text that the justices are trying to interpret. So if the court is trying to figure out what the First Amendment means, and some scholar has taken a crack at what the First Amendment means in the Harvard Law Review, that could well be relevant, and a justice should read that text for perhaps guidance in deciding the case. But the point here is that a French judge, circa 2009, never takes a crack at what the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution meant in 1789. So it's just hard to know how or why the utterances of a French judge in 2009 would ever be relevant to that project of figuring out what this text means.
And you will be laying out your arguments on Thursday when you're expected to testify?
I believe that's right. I think it depends on how long the senators take questioning her.
Right, and that could be days. Yes. Nicholas Quinn Rosenkrantz, whose schedule is dependent upon the Senate Judiciary Committee, like a lot of witnesses. He's a law professor at Georgetown University and will be a minority witness at the Senate confirmation hearings for Sonia Sotomayor. Nicholas Quinn Rosenkrantz, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.